VentureCast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Quantum Leap Your Business and Life podcast. My name is Bethany London, and I am an energetic VC supporting CEOs and entrepreneurs in multiplying revenues and opportunities of their business through intuitive guidance and energetic healing. I am obsessed with finding and releasing blocks so that you can start receiving the guidance and opportunities that will be bringing you quantum leaps with ease. If you are looking to upgrade your business, life, spirituality, or need a perspective shift to flow, you've come to the right place. Leave it to me to pull out the juicy stories, quantum leap hacks, and how our inspiring guests have tackled obstacles and gotten into the flow to reach new heights of success. My intention is to bring clarity and massive awareness that infinite possibilities are everywhere. Your next moment could be a miraculous one. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Let's uncover their strategies, have fun, and see how we can quantum leap together. All right. Welcome to the Quantum Leap podcast. We have Charisse, who is an eight-figure business owner and also all about the energy healing, which I am super into, as y'all know. So I am excited to learn more about Charisse and how she has quantum leaped in so many ways, I'm sure. And yeah, let's get started. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Bethany. I'm excited to get to know you better. I've heard quite a bit about you in this short amount of time. Pretty impressive. So I'm super excited.
Thank you. Yes. So I would love to hear more. Obviously, you have this eight-figure business, but that's not the energy healing, right? Is that the fashion?
Yeah, that's the image consulting side, the coaching. I've been a hairstylist for 30 years. And 16 years ago, I started my image consulting company. And I, about 7 or 8 years ago, I started the coaching, you know, helping other beauty professionals leverage their expertise, their knowledge, you know, helping them teach what they know and turn their spaces into six-figure businesses without, you know, because so many people sit around and don't know how to see their space, you know, as valuable as it is. So I just come in and help them see it more valuable and monetize every single space, monetize their experience, their relationships, you know, just help them make more money with what they
like
love.
But like difference, is it for the salon owners then?
Yeah. Salon owners and beauty professionals.
Okay.
Yes.
Amazing. Wow.
That was the quantum leap for me, you know, going into the coaching and teaching space, the mentoring space. Yeah.
So was that something that just came to you and you're like, I see potential for other people and they don't get it and I want to support them. Like, how did you end up there?
It came through my own struggles. You know, I had so many struggles in it. When I started out in the beauty industry, it was so amazing. You know, I made a lot of money coming out the gate. And as life transitioned, you know, I made a move from Dayton, Ohio to Atlanta, Georgia, a much bigger city, which is where, you know, I was able to expand my expertise and my knowledge. But at the same time, you know, the struggles and the challenges came as well. So once I opened up my first salon and image consulting business, that's when the struggles came with all the cuteness, you know, of being a next level entrepreneur came the craziness, you know, and as time went on, you know, a lot of people, I was probably one of the newer and first entrepreneurs, in my space, you know, that had moved to a bigger city and, opened up a pretty huge business, you know, and people were coming to me back and, you know, just back and forth. Charisse, how did you do this? How did you do that? How did you start your business? You know, even from the startup, to, hey, I'm struggling. And I realized like, oh, I'm going to have to help other people. So that means I'm going to have to educate myself more. I'm going to have to make sure that I know exactly what my, what the trajectory was. You know what I mean? How did I get here? How did I get from there, from where I was in Dayton, Ohio, to Atlanta, Georgia, booming to struggling, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People needed help.
And then rebuild.
And then rebuild. Exactly.
So did you hire a coach or you just started writing stuff down about everything you were learning? I'm curious.
Yeah, definitely documenting. You know, I learned to document early, not realizing at that time that social media was going to become a thing, you know, but definitely documenting. And I have a really good friend, Stephanie Sinclair, who we've been friends forever. I used to mentor her. And then as we got older, she became a mentor because she got into the metaphysics. And she was like, you need to be teaching. Like, Sharice, you need to be teaching. And I'm like, okay, I know, but how? You know, how do I? Because at that time, I didn't understand about the actual, like, charging people. I was used to servicing people, not coaching people. You know what I mean? So that right there was a huge leap for me, you know, learning how to actually teach people my expertise and trust it. Like at that point in time, I had to believe in myself on another level. When I was struggling, Bethany, you know, people were coming to me for help, but I was struggling. Like, how can I help you when I'm struggling?
Yes. I'm a firm believer. Everything shows up for us to elevate us.
Absolutely.
So everyone's showing up for you to elevate you, and you can learn from them. You learn from yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Life does not happen to you. It happens for you.
Yes. Exactly. Yes,
for sure.
So did Stephanie get you into the healing aspect of it?
Stephanie really got me into the coaching aspect and introduced me to the healing aspect of it. A friend of mine, Shanae Norvell, really got me into the healing. She is a master in the Reiki, and I thought I had a gift, wasn't quite sure, you know, but I had to go start doing my research and my homework and realize like, I know how to shift energy. You know, I know this thing, this is a gift for me, you know. And I did go into some research as far as, you know, what are my spiritual gifts, you know, natural spiritual gifts. And of course it's healing with the type of work that I did and loving it, but it was the next level to it. So when I realized that I had the gift of the energy shifting and healing, that's when I went to educate myself to another level, because I'm like, it's amazing. Real. It's real.
Yeah.
It's definitely totally. Real.
So especially, when did you start, or go ahead?
Well, I was going to say, especially with the type of work that I do, you know, dealing with women every day, you know, I was dealing with their crowns. I was dealing with, you know, I was a counselor, I was a therapist, you know, so I was hearing, you know, the things that they were going through. I was going through their challenges with them, from their children to their friends, to their relationships, marriages, you know, illnesses. So,
yeah, no, I get it. I was talking to my girlfriend today, and she's like, sometimes I just feel like I'm a portal for clearing. I'm like, yeah, I get you. Some of my clients, I just sit on the phone and I yawn the whole time while they're venting.
Yeah.
And I'm just releasing.
Yeah, release for them, like release for them, and actually show them how to release, because that's one of the things, Bethany, that I saw, they weren't releasing. You know, women were coming in so overwhelmed. I'm talking about high level eight figure women who didn't know how to release, you know, who didn't meditate. They didn't do yoga. They didn't even, some of them weren't even working out yet. You know what I mean? So they just weren't there when it came to the release.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah. It's so powerful once people can connect those dots, but you know, we can only lead a horse to water. Can't make him drink.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, you can be the example. You know, I'm a firm believer in being the example. I don't like the whole preaching thing, you know, or in just trying to make you understand, you know, if we're not connecting, it's okay. I'll be the example. I'll work with you from where you are, you know, that's fine. But that's a part of the healing work, discernment. You know, you have to be able to discern, you know, where a person is and what is it that they need and what space do they need it from.
Yeah. So when did you start your, like, this aspect of the business, and when did you bring the energy healing into it? I'm curious.
Okay. So the energy healing, I got my certification, my first certification about 4 years ago. Okay. So that's when I took it really, really serious and understood, like, it's more than, you know, because I always kept my space very zen. Okay. I knew when people walked in, I knew their energy shifted and changed. You know, I always had the type of people in who would be supportive and encouraging of other people. But there was just a moment when someone walked in and I could see her just wanting to fall over. Right. She looked like she wanted to fall over. She was so heavy, Bethany. And I had tears in my eyes because I was servicing other people. But you know what happened? I had someone in there who I was connected to. I knew she was an energy healer as well. And we would have conversations and talk like how you and I would. And I said, hey, I have a client in here that I think needs some work. Do you have it on your heart to do some work for me? You know, because it wasn't a moment for me to step in, because guess what? I wasn't there and I wasn't quite equipped because I was working on someone else, but this person was equipped. I said, and I have some, you know, separate rooms in my space where, you know, you can kind of duck off and take some time. And she said, Oh yeah, where is she? And the moment she saw her, she just fell into her arms. And they went off into the other room and she did her work, and she came out released, you know, like it was the beginning of a different type of release for her. But that I knew then for sure, it was the type of space that I wanted. I need women to come in and be able to begin, at least begin, and start to understand the type of release that you need, you know, the type of work that it takes to begin the healing, you know.
Well, and what a gift you are to see that and recognize that and be able to, like, orchestrate, and everyone just, it was so lined up. Everyone was there.
It was alignment. Yeah, I believe in true alignment. You know, I don't want to operate in any other way. I want to be in alignment with my assignment, you know.
Oh, I like it. Okay, so let's talk about that, because to me, alignment is all about ease, fluidity. So I'm curious, how do you balance? We're going to get really into this. This is kind of like a huge topic to me right now. The masculine and the feminine. The feminine to me is fluid and in alignment. The masculine, there's that push, the force, energy. So I'm curious how you separate the two or balance the two for yourself and business.
Yeah. So of course, you know, being in business, I've been an entrepreneur since I was like 20 or so. So I've been an entrepreneur consecutive years, consistently. I've never had a job out of high school. So very masculine energy. That means I make my own money. I create, I create my own money. Right. So, you know, they call that a hustler, right? And while
very masculine,
while that energy was really cute for a while, it was popular. You know, I realized as I got older, I'm like, this is not fun. It's not attractive. It doesn't even feel good, you know. And I didn't realize it, but I was more attracted to the ease and the flow, but I didn't know how to make it happen. Right? Because I was in the hustle mode all the time. And I'm like, this couldn't be life, Bethany. Like, this couldn't be the way this thing has to end. So You know, once I realized, you know, I'm not going to share my age, but once I started, I was just playing about that. I don't mind sharing my age. But as I got older, I just realized, like, even the way things look, I believe, you know, after a woman is of a certain age, things should be luxury. Things should be ease and absolutely flow. Okay. And you know why, you know, how you get there? You get there by aligning things, letting things align instead of forcing things, right? So at that time in my business, I had to start moving things around so that I was not always in the hustle, okay? And just hustling and bustling. And I did that by creating a schedule that worked for me and my lifestyle that made me feel good. Okay. I no longer allow the clients to master me, to control me. So that was one of the first keys for me. I had to create a schedule that worked for me. And I'm an early bird. So people think that me getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning going to work is crazy. I love it because guess what? I'm done by noon, 11 o'clock, sometimes 10 o'clock. And then I can go take me a nap. Or have lunch, you know, have cocktails with a friend, whatever it is I want to do. And then I can, you know, get into the space of my other work, right? Because I also learned the lesson of I couldn't go from the hustle and bustle work straight into the flow work. They were absolutely two different things. So the question you asked, how did I separate? I had to separate through my meditation, you know, through my connection with source, you know, through the yoga, through a walk, you know, it might just be a walk after work or just a simple nap, like whatever it was that could take me to a quiet space so I could think and create, you know?
Right. And ground yourself.
And ground myself. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay. So you definitely felt the shift though, and you worked to balance to like the flow side, yeah.
The flow side. Yeah. It was a huge shift for me, and it was not easy. It wasn't easy at all because imagine trying to flip your clients to where you want them to be when you're used to, okay, so what do you need? For years and years, it was about, okay, so I'm here for you. What do you need? And I was single. I didn't get married until late in life. I got married at 40, got divorced by 50. But so all those
years. I'm like, yeah, you look amazing. You look amazing.
Thank you. But I, that's because of the work, Bethany, the ease and flow.
I know it lightens you up, right? You can physically see differences in people's like looks when, lighter. They're lighter. Yeah,
so that's part of the work as well. And, you know, showing people like, hey, if you lighten yourself up, if you take that some of that load off, you'll look younger, you'll feel younger, you know, you'll move differently, you know. But if they're not there to get it, they're just not, you know, and I'm not going to beg and plead, but I'll be the example. Like I said, I'll just be the example. But learning that flow and what difference it made in my life, I was like, oh, okay. I started to understand the work. Like when you're doing the work on yourself, you know, like you're actually going through the leaps, you know, the manifestations and like living it and embodying it, like, then you can really work. I think, Bethany, like when you live the work, I think then you can really truly work.
Right. So did your I'm curious, did your company exponentially grow once you started tuning into the flow? Did you notice a difference there?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was a difference. The difference for me, which is, so think about it. I was programmed to think that the harder you work, the more money you make.
Right.
So it honestly didn't make sense that I was flipping my business the opposite way. So it actually, you know, I kind of stumbled up on it. You understand? Like I'm thinking I'm going to, you know, work harder. Although I flipped this side of the business to work for me more flow. I thought I was going to have to go work so much harder on the other side, right? And what happened was I loved it so much. I love it. Like, I love these conversations, you know, the one-on-ones. I love the groups, you know, the camaraderie. I love the connections. Like, it makes me so happy to see the light bulbs go off in women when they get the work. When all I'm doing is just sharing my journey, you know, sharing the experiences with my friends, you know, my new friends and friends I've been with forever and their journeys. Like, that's the work. And for me, that's ease and flow.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. So let's get into some of the like brass tacks, because I was telling Charisse, I'm like, Charisse, I couldn't really find you online anywhere. So how are you running an 8-figure business?
Well, the
which is awesome. Is,
well, I'm online actually. Like, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. You know, I have a website. Yeah. But you were probably looking under Charisse. So I did have a name change because I was married and I got divorced. So it could have been that for you. Social channels are Show Up with Charisse D. So it just could have been that little glitch right there. You know, I am high ticket. Okay. And that, you know, that kind of speaks for itself, because the type of women that I work with, if they don't understand anything, Bethany, they understand about investing in themselves. They are big. So think about it. It's the beauty industry.
Yeah.
Right. So they understand investing in themselves. Now, it may be a bit of a challenge to get them there as far as like the mindset work and understanding, like, wait a minute, you're going to teach me how to reprogram and it costs how much? But no, you know, it's so much bigger than that. They really want to hear, women really want to hear that they're going to get a lot of physical change. They're going to lose weight, or they're going to go shopping and get some amazing clothes or something like that. Something visible, something tangible, right?
Right.
But that's right. Where that shifting. Yeah, that's where that shifting in the mindset happens. I believe firmly, if you're not shifting your mind, you're not going to be able to shift anything. And I'm not about any fake makeovers. You know what I mean? So it's funny, especially with the beauty professionals. They, you know, they have been behind the chair for so long and servicing people and, you know, just really giving of themselves and not necessarily investing in their well-being, you know, investing in just in themselves overall. They're just givers, 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 you know, so that space.
And they're taking on so much energy of all the clients. That's what I'm like, it's basically a therapy session for everybody that comes.
But guess what? If you don't know how to manage that, you're going to break down. You're going to be the one not behind the chair anymore, sick, overwhelmed, you know, just not knowing how to manage because you've taken on everyone else's, which is one of the reasons why I ended up having to really teach myself how to release the energy. Once I'm off work, I had to learn how to release the energy, and I had to learn how to protect and cover myself before, you know, I went to work. So imagine all the years that I didn't know how to do that. And then once I finally figured that out, it's like, oh my gosh, this is the key to everything. Like, I think I can really work now, because think about when I was going through my own stuff. That is how I ended up writing the book we're going to talk about, The Feeling Good as Hell Formula. I was going through it, Bethany. I was going through a whole divorce, and I still had to serve women. And the one thing I constantly thought about, like, I cannot put this energy on another woman, you know, and there's no way, like, how can I make sure that I'm not exchanging any negative energy, you know, with her? So that is when I really, you know, learned about clearing myself, you know, but not just a one-time thing. I had to do it daily. You know, I would sometimes I would see 10, 15 women a day, you know, so I'm having a clear.
I don't even like working with that many. Like, I don't like working with more than like two, maybe three in a day.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I was programmed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, before I shifted my business, that was the hustle. That was the masculine, right? You know, that was the hustle and bustle of it. And what we thought was so cute, you know, how we made so much money. You know, I was making six figures in my 20s. So
good.
That hustling real hard, but it was so cute. But that is definitely, you know, where the shift happened and how I had to figure out how to manage and how to be able to show up for my women and really be truly 100% there, at least at that time, at least 60-80% there for them when I was going through my divorce. And, you know, business wasn't like it is now. You know what I mean? So that's where my book came from. And I realized if I'm not healing, if I'm not constantly evolving, if I'm not truly loving and truly living, I'm not going to make it out here. You know, I'm not going to make it. The minute that I shared that I was going through a divorce, do you know, I kid you not, Bethany, I kid you not, 9 other women in my circle and in my tribe admitted that they were going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vulnerability is powerful.
And I was just, because, you know, I got sick and tired of them asking the same question. How's the family? How's this? How, you know, how's everyone? Da, 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 da. And I got sick of it. I got sick of lying, you know, and just putting up the front until finally one day I said to one client, and she said, "Oh my God, I am too. I had no idea, Charisse." So now here we are sitting up here crying, girl. Like babies. Okay. But I also realized, like, wow, you sharing that and getting it off your chest really helped her. Because the position she was in, she couldn't share. It wasn't a time for her to share. It was way too political, you know. And guess what? She had to trust me with that information as well. And she could.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Beautiful. So how did you go from the struggle to the quantum leaping in the business? Like, how did you, like, is it mostly word of mouth? I'm curious, you know?
Yep. A lot of word of mouth and a lot of just showing up. Like, I know you're like, I can't find her, but, you know, within my tribe.
No, I'm like, that's a testament to you though. That's like a testament to like what you've built without the need. I mean,
yeah.
It's a love-hate relationship there with the socials.
It is a love-hate. It's a serious love-hate relationship. but the thing about it is, you know, building community, that's one thing I really, you know, really try to focus on with my women is building community. If you want to do business, if you want to, you know, have a community, you have to show up. You have to be consistent. You know, no matter where you're showing up, be consistent somewhere, you know. And I, fortunately, before this whole social media craze, I had built a really amazing community. So if I say, hey guys, whether it is an email, text message or word of mouth, if I say, hey guys, I'm doing something, whatever it may be, they're going to show up, you know, and I was spoiled with that. And then when the social media craze came in, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I got to get on social media and do all of what now? So I am really embracing that, the social media now. I realize how important it is. But also what I want, you know, women who are of a certain age to realize, don't forget about who you are. Don't forget about how you started business. You know, we were literally out rubbing elbows, you know, going out networking face to face, you know, calling people on the phone. Don't forget who you are and where you came from. And yes, we're going to have to adapt to these trends and, you know, this new way of this digital world. We have to, and I'm having fun with it, but it's necessary. You know, you're going to be, Blockbuster or Netflix? Make a choice. Make a choice.
You know, Netflix did a really good job at pivoting, obviously, but yes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So
we all get to pivot.
We all get to pivot. Thank God for that. You know, and social media really, it can be fun, you know, but it is a love-hate relationship for a lot of people. Even the young ones, you know, I hear them complain a lot too about having to show up the way they do because of what they put out there. You know what I mean?
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah. A lot of them are tired, you know, of having, because they started from there. They were born into the digital world. You know, so that's right. What they have to do. That's how they built their businesses off of the digital world, the network, the internet, period, Instagram. I have one of my students, she built everything off of Instagram. She cleared 3 million 2 years ago. She's only 21. All Instagram. So it's a different world. Totally different world.
It is.
But it's fun. You have to make it fun. You know, you have to be able to have fun figuring it out.
Right. Yeah. So good. Okay. So I'm curious, one of the things I always love to dive into is childhood. I'm curious how your childhood has shaped where you are now. Like what's the bridge there?
I would say, starting off, my aunts were beauty professionals. So I was in the salon all day, every day, in the summertime. And there was an exchange there, you know, with women coming in, just, hey, you know, and the exchange of them, you know, making them beautiful, making them more beautiful by doing their hair and their makeup and, you know, just sprucing them up. And then there was this money exchange. And then I would see my aunts and the other ladies in the salon brighten up. And then the ladies would be beautiful. And then they walked out happy. My aunts were happy. I was like, oh, I like that. So I feel like very early on, I somehow understood that exchange of women helping women, women exchanging money, women exchanging energy. So as a young athlete, I would always dress my teammates like, hey, y'all, we got to look good after the game, you know, so get dressed up and look cute. And then even in college, you know, I made it through college 2 years. Girl, I was in there styling people, dressing people. I was like, you know what? This is not my thing. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go to cosmetology school. And I loved it. I aced it, and it all made sense. And this is where I am today. You know, so very early on, I kind of had an idea of loving to see women looking and feeling good, and the correlation that it had with their confidence and with belief in themselves, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I'm like, you're making me think of one of my good friends. She's a hairstylist. She always makes me feel amazing about myself. Like she just knows like the perfect things to say where I'm like, oh my God, you're melting my heart right now.
Yeah. No, because we are the ones that see, we can see something you can't see, and we get to sculpt it for you, you know? So it's a true gift. It's a real, real amazing gift. And then when, you know, I felt really honored to have that gift and then the energy gift as well, because I know they go hand in hand, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So good. I love this. Okay. So we're promoting your book, Feeling Good as Hell. Mm-hmm. Are we promoting your courses? Like, is it a course? What is it? Is it one-on-one? Well, exactly. Is it group, so, mastermind?
Yeah. So the Feeling Good as Hell formula is actually the book. Okay. It's a 7-day guide of, you know, helping you reprogram yourself, realign, reimagine, reinvent yourself. Okay. And there's also an emotional detox in the book. So if you want to really take that thing to the next level, you know, at the end of the book, there's an emotional detox that you can take. But that's something that I require from all of my clients that I do take into my program. Because that is going to be the shift that will happen for them. in order to start to understand the work that has to happen in order to get to where you need to be. Because if you can't make that shift, like you said, your childhood, like, you know, what could have happened in your childhood that could be blocking you right now? Because I didn't speak about that part, but there's something in your childhood that could absolutely be blocking you from your programming today, you know, that we didn't understand with the subconscious work. When I started learning about the subconscious work, I realized where's my money? Like, why am I working so hard and not making the money that I was making when I was younger? But when I was younger, I wasn't really working under those blocks, I didn't think. But as I got older, I think a lot of the subconscious was like boiling up, you know, and it just started to show up and it started blocking. You know, I think some insecurities were showing up. I think things that I didn't even belong to me was showing up, you know, It was blocking. Just, I couldn't think straight. I was overwhelmed all the time. I just couldn't, you know, get in that space of just making more money. But once I honestly started the subconscious work and understood that I was programmed that, you know, we didn't have enough money. You know, money didn't grow on trees. They always had more than what we have. We won't have that. They have that, not us. We can't do that.
Separation.
We can only do this, you know. When I realized that that's what was happening and boiling up in me, I had to do my work. When it happened, I started to focus, do what I had to do, which was not easy, because the reprogramming for me, that meant I had to create some strategy. Because I'll admit, in early years, I didn't have a strategy. I didn't have a real strategy. You know, I had great customer service and a certain strategy of showing up in business. But other than that, I really didn't have any type of strategy. I was just out here flowing, you know, just moving along. When I hit the brick wall, that's when I had to completely dismantle. I had to be dismantled and become someone else in order to become the woman I really wanted to be. So I couldn't allow myself to hit that brick wall and not face myself, you know, really, truly face the challenges and the childhood and, you know, the things that I had not changed, the shortcuts that I had taken. You know what I mean? That helped, that really pushed me into the brick wall. Just thinking that, oh, well, we can do it this way. Don't have to worry about that, you know, because things were easy then. But on this side of life, no, it wasn't going to be that easy. You know, it had to be some strategy, had to be some discipline, some self-awareness, you know. So that is what that book is all about. You know, when people come into my funnel, they first come to the funnel or the quiz, and then, you know, they want to work further with me. If I'm not doing an event at the time and upselling an event, I bring them into my cash reinvention system, which is where I start them, the beauty pros and the entrepreneurs with the program, the mastermind. But it has to start with the feeling good as hell formula.
Yeah. Hell, she said, feeling good as hell, which is healing, evolving, loving, and living.
Yeah. It's the type of hell you want, Bethany.
I love it. I know I've been working on reframing. Every time I'm saying hell yes, I'm like, no, heaven yes, heaven yes.
Yeah.
But I could just use yours. I could use yours hell.
Yeah. Well, there's some history behind it. If you go look up the origin of hell, it's not the hell we know. Yeah. It's not the hell we know. So I had to do some homework on it.
Ooh, and
it's not. So I'll send you the information. Hell is not the hell we've been taught about. So that's what also made me feel confident in using the hell, the acronym, because, you know, I made it the acronym. But I also, you know, one of my best friends is she's a first lady and a pastor. So she told me, she's like, I want you to speak about the feeling good as hell formula. She's like, but I don't know how the church is going to take it. I was like, when I I'll break it down to them. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. But it's just hell. It's not like it's a cuss word. But, you know, sometimes the religious folks, they get caught up. But they love it. They love it. When I break it down to them, they love it.
I mean, there's just so much behind words. Someone was talking about the word confident, which really means with faith.
Yes. Yes. Right. So like, we have to go back to the origin of words. Right.
Yeah.
It's so important. You know, what are you really saying? Yep. You are so right, Bethany. Yep.
And then someone was saying conceited, and I'm like, you be conceited as you want, because all it means is with thought. Like,
yes.
just go there, own it, with thought.
Yes. You know, and it's funny, you know, when you open yourself up to just learning more and growing more, you know, you learn things like that, and you realize like, oh, wow, it's freeing. It's a freedom. It's a type of freedom.
Oh, yeah.
And I strongly feel like we have been programmed into the way we think on purpose. And now
I am aligned to what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure.
We are meaning making machines, and a lot of our meanings that we've created about things are really from society and what we've been taught.
Absolutely.
It's not actually our truth. It's someone else's.
Yeah. That's why
it's not even their truth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, you have to do your own homework and your studying, and you know, you can't even trust honestly until you've truly done the work. You can't trust what you say or think, you know, part of the programming. So
release the programming. Release the programming. Let's get back to truth.
Yes.
Okay. So what would 3 tools in your toolbox would you share for quantum leaping in business and life with our audience?
Accountability, like take full responsibility for where you are, you know, let go of where you come from and what you've been through, you know, you can tell the story if you're ready for that, you know, as part of the business, that's fine, but let it go. It's not who you are anymore, you know, and take accountability for where you are. It's okay. So you can continue to move and flow where you want to be, you know, and you have to become disciplined. You know, a lot of us don't realize how important the discipline is. You have to become someone who does what they say they're going to do in order to get the things you desire. You know, you can say it, you can dream it all day. You can hope it, you can wish it all day, but you're never going to get there if you don't have the discipline, you know? So, and I mean, past the motivation, the inspiration and the motivation, we're past that. You have to be disciplined to get what you want, right? And become self-aware. Like, why do I have some of the same habits, thoughts? Why do I keep finding myself in the same situation? You know, years and years, over and over, you know, why am I picking the same friends, the same men, the same jobs that aren't getting me where I want to be? You have to become self-aware. Like, why? It's the programming. A lot of people don't understand this language, Bethany, as you know, but that's why we're here, you know, to open up the doors, to enlighten, you know, to share the light, you know, because some people will never ever hear Oprah's voice, Tony Robbins' voice, you know, but they'll hear your voice and it'll resonate with them, and then it'll enlighten them, and then they'll say, I want to listen to her, I want to hear her, that's the voice I want to hear, that's the person that I want to be like. And if that's what we're here for, hey, let's do it, let's go.
You got to find who resonates with you that is supporting you and calling you forward.
So it's absolutely the accountability, the discipline, and the self-awareness for me.
I love it. And I don't know why, but this keeps coming up, so I'm going to ask, what gets you out of bed in the morning?
Knowing that I'm the light. You know, knowing that I have the light that will really truly change someone else's life, you know, because I remember days when I did not think I was the light, when I didn't feel like the light, you know, when I was super dim. So knowing that I am the light and that I can actually change someone else's life by just being me and who I am, not being anyone else in this world, that is what gets me out of bed.
Beautiful. I love it. So good. Yes, you are the light woman.
Light. Well,
thank you
light.
So much. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All our community. High vibe. High vibe only, please.
High vibe. I love it. It's been such a joy. Oh my goodness.
I know. Thank you. That was a good flowing session. Yeah,
exactly. That's what we do, right? The light attracts the light and then we flow.
And then we flow. And then that's just what it is. Amazing. Well, thank you for joining us today and sharing all your beautiful nuggets.
Thank you so much for having me. And I am sure I'll see you again.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe and let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. It fuels me to keep bringing you more juicy guests. And if you aren't already following me on social media, check out @BethanyLondon on Instagram, LONDYN, that's a cool factor, or go to BethanyLondon.com for healing opportunities, courses, and additional thoughts. And don't hesitate to create some IG stories tagging me and our guests with your favorite quote so we can reshare them. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. And in the meantime, wishing you that quantum leap.
Welcome, explorers of the human experience. This is Let's Talk Soul, and I'm your host, Claudia Monticelli. We're not afraid of the great mysteries of existence here. Soul versus consciousness, we're on it. Spirituality versus science, we've got that covered too. Join us in navigating these profound topics with wisdom, curiosity, and a dash of audacity. Whether you're a spiritual veteran or just starting your journey, Let's Talk Soul is your passport to the unknown. Let's Talk Soul, diving into the depths of the human spirit. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Electric Acid. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over 4 decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.